Welcome to the Hero Kids Podcast. Systems are initializing. We train our heroes to hear God's voice, explore their God-given identity, respond to God, and overcome the impossible. Heroes, you'll need these tools for the journey that lies ahead. Systems are a go. Today's main training will begin in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
What's up, heroes? My name is Agent Jackson. How is everyone doing today? That's amazing. Today we're starting a new series where we're talking about something that you were made to be. And yes, you were made to be a hero, but you were also made to be a legend. Pretty epic, huh? In this training, we're starting a series where we're learning about how great leaders become legends. That's right. Great leaders become legends. And you might be thinking, okay, Agent Jackson, the one time I've ever been anyone's leader is at school when I was asked to be the line leader, and I don't think we're talking about line leaders. Well, you're right. Line leaders aren't exactly what we're talking about, but here's what we're talking about. Deep down on the inside of you right now is a great leader. You know why I know this? Because I have it on good authority, the Bible, that God made you to influence this world for Him, His kingdom, and His purpose. He wants to help you discover the leader God made you to be as we jump into this series, Legends, Leaders Like Me. I can hear you saying, what do you mean, leaders like me? I mean, there's no way I could be a leader. I'm just a kid. When I think of leaders in the Bible, I think of Noah and Moses and Abraham. And don't you realize Abraham was like 900 years old? Well, here's the thing about leadership. Your age doesn't matter as much as you think. What actually matters is your God-given leadership and what you do with it. Now, I'm not saying that you're ready to be the president of the United States or anything like that, but here's the thing about this series. Every training we'll be learning about a kid just like you who became a legend because they became a great leader. Have you ever played the game Simon Says? And I know it sounds random for me to ask, but on the slim chance that you haven't, let me just explain it. In the game, one person is chosen to be the leader and everyone else has to follow the actions of the leader, but only if they start their action by saying Simon Says. So for example, you might hear someone say, Simon Says do 5 jumping jacks. It's pretty simple, right? But the cool thing about this game is that anyone can play as a leader. And whatever silly moves you do, everyone else has to follow. Even if you thought your moves were silly, everyone has to follow you. Why? Because you're the leader. It doesn't matter if you were the youngest person in the room. And why is that? Because in this game, you are called on to lead. In the same way, in real life, God is calling on you to lead, every single one of you. Because you have your own places of influence. Maybe He's calling you to lead your friends at school, or on your soccer team, or in your dance class. He gives us leadership opportunities to lead people we know to Him. When God calls you a leader, He means it. He's counting on you to be an example. Which reminds me of our memory verse for this series. Let's take a look at it. It's 1 Timothy 4:12, and it says this, don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity. Okay, did you see that? God says, do not let anyone look down on you because of your age, but set an example for the believers. Notice He didn't say set an example for just other kids. No, it says other believers. That means adults and teenagers, your parents, your teachers, anyone who considers themselves a believer, not just your younger siblings. This means other believers can learn something from you, even if they're older than you. It says to set an example for them in your speech, which is the way you talk, in your conduct, which is the way you behave, in your love, in your faith, and in your purity, meaning the way you flee from evil desires. So we talked about how God is the one who calls us to be leaders, and He gives us that position. But what does the leader or legend God is asking us to be, what does that even look like? That's a really important question. Well, in each training, we are going to dive into one of the things that God calls us to be as leaders. And today, not only are we learning that we're leaders, but we're talking about how leaders are learners. And that's our power truth for today. So I need everyone to say this with me. Say, leaders are learners. Now, you might be kind of confused by our power truth. When you think of a leader, you might be thinking, but if someone's a leader, they're usually the one with all the answers, right? What does it mean for leaders to be learners? Everyone should be learning from the leaders, right? And, well, yes, that's partially true. The full truth is, leaders love to teach, but they can only become a good teacher because they love to learn. Leaders are learners. They're not just learning from God, but they're constantly learning from others. Let's take Jesus for example. We can all agree that Jesus was the best leader of all time, right? Yeah, he was. He was the Son of God. He is God, after all. But when Jesus was a boy, years and years before he stepped into ministry, he began to set an example to believers. He set an example for you and me, and he showed other believers, even as a boy, that the best leaders are hungry to learn from God and others. In Luke 2, 41 through 50, the Bible says, every year Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the Passover festival. When Jesus was 12 years old, they attended the festival as usual. After the celebration was over, they started home to Nazareth, but Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem. His parents didn't miss him at first because they assumed he was among the other travelers. But when he didn't show up that evening, they started looking for him among their relatives and friends. When they couldn't find him, they went back to Jerusalem to search for him there. 3 days later, they finally discovered him in the temple, sitting among the religious teachers, listening to them and asking questions. All who heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answers. His parents didn't know what to think. "Son," his mother said to him, "why have you done this to us? Your father and I have been frantic, searching for you everywhere." "But why did you need to search?" he asked. "Didn't you know that I must be in my father's house?" But they didn't understand what he meant. Then he returned to Nazareth with them and was obedient to them. And his mother stored all these things in her heart. Jesus grew in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and all the people. I love how the Bible says that when they found Jesus in the temple, he was sitting among the teachers or the leaders at the time, listening to them and asking questions. He was learning from them. God in human form was asking questions. And then it says everyone was amazed at his understanding and his answers. Jesus, even as a boy, was setting an example for the leaders of the day. He was doing so by listening and learning from what they had to say. He didn't walk in and saying, "I'm the Son of God. I know infinity times infinity more than you do. So listen up, buttercup." No. He took the posture of a learner, listening to what they had to say that day about God the Father. But here's what I think happened that day. Jesus wasn't asking questions just to learn facts. He's God. He knows everything. He was, one, setting an example for us, but two, I think by asking questions, he was getting to know us in a new way. I believe by asking questions, Jesus was learning about the people he came to save. He was learning about the condition of our hearts, what we thought about God, how we saw the Word of God. Jesus showed us that day as a boy that the best leaders are always learning and seeking out understanding from God and others. So if you can, would you bow your heads and close your eyes with me? Maybe you've never heard that God has made you to be a leader before. And hear me when I say this to you. You are a leader. God made you that way. He's calling you to be an influence and to lead for Him. But we also know that He's called us to be leaders who are learners. Did you know that if we don't let Jesus lead us, we won't be able to lead others in the way that He's called us to? And it starts with giving Jesus control of our life, trusting Him as our leader, trusting that His best is the best, knowing that He loves us more than we could ever know. So if any of you would say, I want to be the leader God made me to be, but I also want Jesus to be the leader of my life. Would you repeat this prayer after me? Pray this. Say, Jesus, I know that I have done wrong, that I've made mistakes, but I believe in you. I believe that you died on the cross, that you rose again for me, and that you've made me to be a mighty leader, to be a legend. Now I give my life to you. Would you be the Lord of my life? Would you be my best friend? And would you lead me to become the leader you made me to be? I love you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If that was your first time praying that, there is a massive celebration happening in heaven just for you. You are now part of this large family of believers, of people who are allowing Jesus to lead and guide their life. This is so huge, and we are so proud of you. All right, let me pray over you one last time. Lord, thank you so much that you have made us to be legends, that you've made us to be great leaders, to help influence this world and point people to you, point to your love and your goodness and your grace and your truth. I pray over every hero listening that you would empower them, Holy Spirit, that they would remember that while they're at school, while they're at home with their family or friends, that wherever they are, no matter how old they are, you have made them to be a leader, to set an example for all the believers. I pray that you would help them be learners, Lord, that the best leaders are the best learners, that they learn from you and they learn from other people around them, that they gain understanding and wisdom far beyond their years. Holy Spirit, you're so good to us. We love you so much, and in Jesus' name we pray, everyone said, Amen. Well, that brings us to the end of today's training. You are becoming the amazing and mighty heroes God has made you to be. This is Agent Jackson signing off. We'll catch you next time, but always remember, the world needs a hero like you. See ya.
Thank you for listening to the Hero Kids Podcast. Hero Kids is a ministry of Pillar Church in Scottsdale, Arizona. For more information, visit us at herokids.com.